Welcome back to Sports Byline USA, coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. It's our pleasure to welcome to the show the iconic actor, writer, comedian, Tommy Chong, and he's here to talk about his new service, which will be launching on January 15th. It's called CheechandChongSteakout.com. I'm going to take a wild guess and say that you're delivering cannabis.
Legally. How about that? But we're going to act like it's still illegal, and we're going to make it very theatrical and a lot of fun, and we're also going to be very kind to the people that are in need, the people that the homeless and the helpless, and we're going to help everybody.
Did you think you'd see in your lifetime a day when there were stiff prison sentences for marijuana, and now how many states embrace it openly?
Well, I just got off the podcast with the people that are trying to get people out of jail, doing life, doing 30 years, doing 20 odd years because of the ridiculous pot laws. And so, yeah, it's weird. I'm on one side. I got my foot on the legalization platform that's going to make me one of the richest guys in the world. And on the other hand, I'm helping people to get released from jail for not even selling pot, just for the audacity of going against a bogus charge, and then having the state refile charges, because of the federal law. So, in one way I'm surprised, but in another way I got a lot of work ahead of me.
No doubt about it. And I was thinking about, you in Hollywood and the Cheech and Chong movies happened when I was in high school, and they were just so hilarious at the time. When you look now, like at the Harold and Kumars and these other quote unquote weed movies, do you kind of feel like you're the George Washington of the weed movies?
I like that, George Washington. I like to think of me more as the Paul Bunyan. I like Paul was more of a mythical character, and that's what I've done, I think more than anything, finding the spiritual power of the weed, I think, is what got us to this point,
Do you think that there are too many varieties? Because now somebody will have like 20. This is if you're depressed. This is if your cat is sick. This is if you have a cold. I mean, is it too complicated now?
No. You got those Rain Man people. They're all over our society. We can't get away from them. We got to get people that, insist on memorizing strains.
So for you, what was your closest brush with Johnny Law? Like, did you ever have it in an airport, or did you ever get into deep trouble?
Not deep enough because of our reputation, the only thing is the cops would find out who we were, and then they would fight about who was going to take us down to get booked. Oh, they're riding in my car. No, I know. I got all their records. They're going to ride in my car. No, it's been hilarious. Well, being a comedian, everything's a bit.
Right.
No matter how bit, like even that's what I tell people about the power of humor. Like even Saddam Hussein, he had a sense of humor. When he was being hung, he was actually being hung, and someone heckled him, and Saddam had the last word. He says, "Well, you watch, I'll show you how a real man dies." How perfect. How perfect is that, the weed and being a comedian, it was just so much fun. You have no idea how much fun we had doing Up in Smoke. It was so crazy because we were doing things that nobody really what? You can do this? Mm-hmm. You know, because you get so brainwashed into following, you know, the letter of the law, you know?
Right. I was in a celebrity baseball game about 20 odd years ago with Cheech. And I just said, hey, officer, I just thought of something funny. Your mama. And he just started busting up. It's just an evergreen line.
Yeah, you see a little kids on TV doing that bit now. Was it little Chicano kids? There's from Houston. I forget what they're called, but they're a group of little guys, mm-hmm. and they do Cheech and Chong bits live. You know, oh, where's my license? Oh, isn't it on the bumper there?
I hear you knocking, but you can't come in.
Yeah. It's iconic.
It is.
I mean, we used to do that on stage, mm-hmm. and the minute we did, Cheech found that character, there was an explosion from the audience, mm-hmm. that I never heard before, but I heard continually after that. We would hear that it was an explosion, mm-hmm. of recognition, you know, like we found the Holy Grail of Chicano comedy.
Yeah, and then you're like, what kind of music you got, man? He goes, I got everything from El Chicano to Santana. And that's too your delivery. We're speaking with Tommy Chong, by the way. Your delivery, you know, like boredom is a disease too, man. Like that man at the end, was that natural or is that a bit?
No, well, you know, I liked the word man, mm-hmm. because of its origin. See, what happened during the Jim Crow era in the 40s and the 50s, cops and white people would call black people boy, mm-hmm. no matter how old they were or what they did. Boy, get over here, boy. Mm-hmm. You know, clean up this mess, boy. Yeah. And so they used to call each other man for that reason. Mm. Hey, man, how you doing, man? What's up, man? Hey, you know, what are you playing today, man?
I didn't know that. That makes sense.
Yeah, and so as a homage to the racism, we used to do manectomies on our records because we would have too many mans in there, and so we would start taking them out. But I mean, it was just it became part of the vocabulary of the masses. And so many ways we debunked the Chicano myths, you know, that Hearst and the boys were trying to conjure up. You know, mm-hmm. they had the Chicanos killing their family with an axe because they got high on that marijuana. Mm. You know, all these lies. You know, and the truth was that. The immigrants would smuggle the weed across the border because it's cash, mm-hmm. you know. It's cash. The minute whenever you got to a friendly spot in America, you could sell that pound of weed to a lot of people. Mm-hmm. And today that's what it is. So, you know, to see it legal now and to know how, you know, the history. Like, I didn't know the history until I started reading, you know, Jack Herrera's Emperor Wears No Clothes. And then I got into the spiritual side of it. It was incredible. You know, the Bible is filled with, words that mean canna. That's what they called it in the Bible, canna. Hmm. It's used all through the Bible, for spiritual reasons more than anything. Mm-hmm. So, and the fact that I was a bodybuilder at the time I did the, you know, Up in Smoke, and knowing that the top bodybuilders of America, of the world, really, the only substance they would do was pot. They wouldn't drink soda if it had any sugar in it. They wouldn't. They wouldn't do any food if it was, you know, bad for them. But they would smoke pot. Arnold Schwarzenegger is a big proponent of it. So I kind of knew. And then when we did Up in Smoke, it was just such a natural to to go against stereotypes, mm-hmm. you know, to show the, you know, the stoner in good shape. Both of us,
right?
You know, in you know, good physical shape, and as crazy as we were, and as funny as we were, we still look like we could, you know, handle ourselves if we had to.
All right. Did you ever have like Anita Bryant or the religious right like come out against you for like poisoning our children or any of that?
I had George Bush come out against me, and John Ashcroft. I think that was kind of heavy, And they got me for the bongs, you know. So yeah, they definitely come out, and they made a point. And I, you know, thinking about it, you know, especially with the Iraqi war and the racism that's been going on, you know, since the Trump thing, I really believe that the name Chong Bong had a lot to do with the bust of me doing time in jail.
Really,
you know? Yeah, I really do, because wow. You know, think about Bush at the time. He's invading Iraq based on lies that they knew about, you know. And so, you know, and then that was when they sentenced me on 9/11.
Wow.
9/11, 2003.
Wow.
I get sentenced to 9 months in jail. And they even moved it to a big court room because they thought there was going to be a massive demonstration. That's what they were looking for. And there was one guy showed up with a sign saying free marijuana.
Let me just ask you this. Who has smoked more weed, you or Willie Nelson?
I think it's a tie. I would call it a tie because he's a little older than me.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember his first song, Blue Eyes Crying in the Rain. You know, that was in the 40s. Can you imagine that?
Wow. Yeah, I remember Jimmy Carter kind of made him favorite because he said that was his favorite singer.
Yeah. Oh, no. Willie, he was such an evolved person. Mm. He used to run track. He was a very fitness guy, you know. And such a great songwriter. Oh, one of the best ever.
No doubt. Everybody, make sure to check out Cheech and Chong Stakeout.com. It is not officially live until January 15th, but it will make delivery easy and accessible in under an hour and helping out the community as well. Tommy, great to have you on, man. I've always been a fan of yours.
And listen, you can be a customer, and it'll be on me, okay?
All right, thank you for that. Tommy Chong, everyone. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break and come on back on Sports Byline.